Well, despite its dark sides, social media is the new glue that connects us with what's going on in the world. And in choosing to follow someone, a celebrity, a journalist, a politician, even your friends, we are often demonstrating trust in what they have to say. Well, hackers have taken advantage of that trust by commandeering the official Twitter accounts of high-profile people like Barack Obama, Elon Musk and Kanye West to scam some of their followers out of more than $100,000. We thought this seemed to open up some new questions, so our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald has been investigating for you. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Linda.
First, exactly what happened?
So, Linda, these hackers hijacked the accounts of several high-profile people, as you mentioned, Barack Obama, Kanye West, Joe Biden, Bill Gates, and a couple of companies like Apple and Uber. They shared a series of tweets of what's a pretty classic Bitcoin scam. So the accounts were used to tweet a link saying that if you transfer your money to this Bitcoin wallet, then we'll double your money in return. And people did. They thought the tweets were real. The accounts... people, as you say, that people trust and look up to. Pretty quickly, it was clear something was up. The tweets were deleted and the accounts were suspended, but not before damage was done. It appears that that Bitcoin account now has $118,000 in it from people scammed.
And how did they actually do this?
So it wasn't a password breach like we might have seen in other places. It appears that Twitter insiders have been used. Whether they were unwittingly involved isn't clear. In a statement posted on its own platform, Twitter said that it detected what it believes to be a coordinated social engineering attack by people who've successfully targeted some of the employees with access to these internal systems.
So is this a new front, a new type of hacking that's been opened up here?
Yes, Linda, it really could be. So I spoke earlier with cybersecurity expert Nigel Fair. He's the director of Cyber Canberra, which is part of the University of New South Wales. He says this kind of breach is unprecedented. Nothing like this has happened before. And that this type of scam could actually be used on a much larger scale for anything from types of theft or disruption.
It's actually very worrying because the accounts belong to people with lots and lots of followers. And with those followers and the little blue tick that comes with it is a lot of trustworthiness. And a lot of people believe what comes out of those accounts to be verified and actually from the user.
Have we ever seen this before at Twitter or an organisation like Twitter?
We've never seen the wholesale, call it individual brand hijacking of a person for illegitimate criminal gains. Invariably, criminals are after one thing, and that's money. In this case, they were trying to get people to give up Bitcoin, a good anonymous underground currency. But, you know, should those people wanting to be disruptive, I think they could have manipulated share markets by, you know, saying we're going to invest in one thing or sell out of another. And that's got a lot of much bigger implications for the economy and societally more broadly.
So if these people or whoever's behind it can prove that they can manipulate what appears to be someone who we trust and that verifiable person saying that we should go in a certain direction or do a certain thing, that they could actually wield more power or a different kind of power in another way.
Absolutely. And you know, we've been reading, for example, about deep fakes, for example, where you alter an image and it looks completely believable. And so that's technology hitting at the trustworthiness value. But this is just simply someone getting in and compromising accounts and doing it exactly the same way, almost old school.
Nigel Fair is the director of UNSW Canberra Cyber, speaking there with our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald.